Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. What this motion has done that was finally changed at the last minute meant that he would have to come before this council over the next 5 years and, in essence, have that hanging over his head, that hatchet hanging over his head that he would lose his 20 tables. Now, why would you do that? I mean, we know why the 12% would be done. That's to help out a friend at Granite Park. Well, frankly, I think, and it's my opinion, that this was basically to shake down Mr. Kirkland for donations over the next 4 or 5 years, and that's my opinion.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Mayor Jerry, I don't want to get you in trouble out in Fresno, California,
because this makes no sense. And all I can tell you is, I've said for the last 2 years, the stench continues. And it's reflected here, and it's been led by Mr. Maxwell with this atrocious treatment of one of the best businessmen we've had in our city with an unblemished record, who's running a clean operation, and all he wanted to do was open his business, reopen it, and have 300 employees come back. And you, Mr. Maxwell, who've never held a private sector job, wouldn't know about a business if it landed on you, have treated him disgracefully, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I think you need to tell them more how you feel.
I think that summed it up.
I think it did. We're going to get to that local argument that happened, but thank you for coming in. You're a Navy veteran. Had to be sad. It's sad for all Americans, but what we saw this administration do in Afghanistan.
It's heartbreaking, disheartening. I feel bad for everybody who has sacrificed so much, served, people who lost their lives, lost limbs. That's not the way we should have left, and certainly never, never leave Americans behind.
No, and they're still there. The fact that there's not a Ted Koppel Nightline going day 22, day 23, that we've kind of, let's move on to something else.
Well, you'll never get that from the media. They always protect Biden.
Yeah, now I know you and I have many conversations on the air, off the air, about fellow Republicans that won't seem to stand up. On the national scale, why aren't they all out linked in arms going, bring our hostages home, doing a hunger strike? That was my family member, and I'm outraged as a citizen. We can't move on from this.
No, we can't. And the media wants you to. I mean, we're moving on, according to the media, with all other things. They will do anything to protect this demented, decrepit old man, who now, in the last speech yesterday, it was shocking that he said his patience is wearing thin, which is clearly threatening some 80 million Americans, that if you don't do what we want you to do, we're going to come down on you. And if the governors, Republican governors, are there, we're going to get them out of the way, is what he said.
And I've questioned, what did he mean by that?
I don't know what he means by that.
How do you get somebody out of the way? We know how to do it in California. We recall. But what did he mean?
I don't know, but it was very threatening. The whole tone of his speech was very, very threatening to Americans.
The darkest day in America for me, and I said darker than 9/11, because on 9/11, I didn't feel like my own country was attacking me, darkness. That was a dark day, but this was a different darkness, and his eyes were dark, and his tone, and for him to even, after we have hostages right now with the Taliban, for him to even utter this.
My job as president is to protect all Americans.
Does he understand how that sounds?
Sure. And you know what? As is typical with the leftists and the radicals, they kowtow to the terrorists. To Americans and Republicans and conservatives, they love to attack us. But the bad guys, the real bad guys out there, no, they leave them alone. They negotiate with them. In fact, they're going to recognize them. In fact, I'm sure give them lots of money.
Oh, they will be recognized in international recognition. Just atrocious behavior. And yesterday, now I know that we've had, refresh me now before Biden did his announcement yesterday. Where were you with the city? Was it a mandatory?
Yes.
Or you could be tested once a week?
Well, what it is they want people to get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, then you have to test once a week. And so that's what it's the Biden plan. That's what he's doing with businesses and threatening, yeah, you know, the
city
all this
of Fresno
kind of stuff.
Was only for city employees.
City employees.
What Biden has now done is for all businesses.
Of course.
And I thought of this, my parents were in town and we were talking about what is going to be happening here because iHeart's a big company. And I didn't even bring up the fact, I thought, well, he's in a church denomination that has 650 churches across America. Wouldn't they also be looked at as that, even though it's one preacher and one church with an associate pastor, right?
Well, you know what Biden is exempted? He's exempted all of the people coming across the border here illegally, and we had the Fox News reporter ask Jen Psaki, circle back to you, Jen Psaki, about that, and she just moved on and said, yes, that's the rules.
Yeah, illegals coming across.
Illegals coming across. There's no mandate for them.
But wouldn't that apply to churches, right? I would think they're businesses, I mean, companies.
Well, they shut them down before.
Right,
Lord knows what they're going to do.
It's going to apply. Have they even stopped to think about, okay, right now companies, businesses are trying to get back off their feet, and they're competing with the government to get employees with all the stimulus that our mayor went on the front page of the Washington Post and said it's a big thumbs up, great idea, and then they go around talking about how they're going to help businesses. But are we going to have a nurse? Is Agent Squires or are we going to have to train to test? Who's testing people every week? Do they even know? Have you even heard it?
Well, they have clinics set up and places that you can go, but they have to wait for the results. I don't know what the city employees are going to do. They can't work until they get the results. So they may force them to be at home doing telework, I guess.
But that's city employees. They've set up a place to be tested for city employees. But I'm just saying, all the businesses now that are here at iHeart, are we going to have a nurse out here once a week? I mean, we don't know how any of this is going to work.
No, of course. And what the expense is going to be and the impact that it's going to be on businesses. And businesses have 100, 1,000, 10,000 employees. It's never thought out. They never have any impact.
And the moment somebody tests positive, although they could be asymptomatic, boom, you got to shut down and everybody will be going home and business is stifled.
Of course. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Whew. 540 whatever days ago when you were early out to shoot talking about exactly in March after Mayor Lee Brand shut down the city, I don't think you or I ever in our wildest thought it would actually get to this point. I always thought, well, Democrats like to make money too and put food on the table, right? But we didn't see $4.3 trillion.
Well, I said early on, look, you have to follow the science and the data, and you can't just shut down businesses because there are impacts to shutting down in businesses. And then they threw the kids out of school, and I said, well, there's impacts to throwing kids out of school, and COVID doesn't impact kids like it does older people or people with compromised immune systems. And none of that mattered. Even today, when he says that everybody has to be vaccinated, he talks nothing about people who've had COVID who have better immunity than the vaccine does. So none of this is based in science. It's all become about power and control, and you will do what we tell you to do. And by the way, do it quickly because I'm running out of patience.
Oh, yeah, he got real threatening. What is it going to do to the military? Even on the low end, if 20%, even if 10%, if 5% of the right people walked out, we would be in a very bad situation. Boy, China could strike like that.
Well, China and Iran and the Taliban, you don't think they know what a decrepit old idiot we've got in the White House and the vice president and what she's all about? You don't think they know? They know. They know where we are weak. And we look weak. They saw what happened in Afghanistan. This nation is in danger, and it's imperiled. And unfortunately, 20 years later, when we're talking about 9/11, I think we're more unsafe today than we were back then.
And for some Democrats that don't understand foreign policy, let me keep it real simple. The bank has 4 security guards. It's announced that, 2 are leaving because they can't work there anymore. Wouldn't you go rob the bank at that point?
Yeah, absolutely.
I say right now, the 80 million Americans that he said, isn't that about the same number that Trump got to vote for him? Do you see his correlation there? Isn't that am I thinking right? Isn't that the?
Well,
yeah. 80 million. There's something to that that he said, but isn't this something?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
One, that's not the role of the federal government.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public, but you would never mandate. At least I do not think you would. I'd be pretty surprised if you mandated it for any element of the general public.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Right now, they're allowing people to take one test a week. But with all these testing that's going to be going on, case numbers are going to go up. And then the mandate for vaccine for everybody will happen.
You know, when you played that, are you suggesting that Joe Biden's a liar?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You know, only 5 decades of being a liar. And when you played Fauci, I call him Saint Fauci. I mean, that man has been a liar throughout everything, including his funding the Wuhan virology lab.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed if there was that much on record of you lying?
Totally. And he admitted in March that he lied when he said, you don't need masks. Oh, we didn't know the supply, so we just lied to people. Well, that was the beginning.
You know, the one thing he has said that is true?
What?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
We know Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop was bad.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. So was council member Tyler Maxwell. Maybe not in the same way Corn Pop was, but making it extremely difficult for some businesses to get into action here in Fresno. More on that with council member Gary Bredefeld next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
This makes no sense. And all I can tell you, as I've said for the last 2 years, the stench continues, and it's reflected here, and it's been led by Mr. Maxwell with this atrocious treatment of one of the best businessmen we've had in our city with an unblemished record who's running a clean operation, and all he wanted to do was open his business, reopen it, and have 300 employees come back. And you, Mr. Maxwell, who've never held a private sector job, wouldn't know about a business if it landed on you, have treated him disgracefully, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
In studio guest, Councilmember Gary Bredefeld. Seems like we got a bad council member there.
Well, you got one bad one, but you got more than one. Let me tell you, we got another one, Miguel Arias. I know that you at the High Art family have had a loss due to COVID recently, and I saw his tweet just 2 days ago where he was being critical of you and the station and talking about COVID. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful, but this is his history. I mean, he's a pretty vile character. He really is. You know, somebody just posted on Facebook, there's a woman by the name of Molly, who's a strong conservative, and she was out opposing Newsom when he was in town, and she called me and said, Gary, you know, I had an interaction with Mr. Arias. They were homeless there. I asked him, why aren't you taking care of this, Mr. Arias? And he asked her, where do you live? She said, well, where do you live? She said, well, you need to take care of this. And you know what he said to her? On Facebook, she put, at Newsom Venue today, I asked Miguel Arias what he's going to do about all the homeless that are there. His response to me, go, four-letter word, begins with F, yourself. That's what he said. That's how he talked to her. He's a vile character. I hate to have to say it. It's a guy that I unfortunately have to work with, but he's a vile, vile person.
Well, thank you for standing up there. Appreciate that. Indeed. And I remember when we did one of the back in September, about this same time, the open up rally downtown.
Yeah.
His comment was, hey, at least we got money in the parking meters.
Right.
That's so
And of course, remember him flipping off Mayor Dyer when he was the police chief. We saw that all over the place.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that was all over Twitter. I reposted. They took a picture of him. He flipped off Chief Dyer at the time. So as I say, he's a despicable character, and his prior history at Fresno Unified speaks for itself as well.
What do we have on with this new Maxwell gentleman here, new council member here? Now, we know that there has been a big push. Explain with the casino and what's all happening.
Well,
here,
Club One. Yeah, basically Club One moved from its downtown location out to Granite Park. And remember, they were shut down by the city council, some of these very council members. They tried to open up 2 months ago. They crossed all the T's, paid all the fees, $40,000 that came to the council. And Tyler Maxwell, it's in his district. And he said, no, sorry, you got to go and hold a community meeting. Could have told them that 3 months ago, 2 months ago. They did that. They came back.
At the last minute.
At the hearing. By the way, when 80 people showed up and said, we want to go back to work. We want to open. They ignored all of that. And then they came back after the community meeting. He said, well, I'm not going to give you all 51 tables that you've been having for decades. I'm only going to give you 31. And we'll see if you're, quote, a good actor, end quote. And then you come back in 90 days. So they treated him horribly. Then they changed the rules again. Then they tried to skim 12% off of his profits and give it to their buddy over at Granite Park, Terrence
Frazier. How do you finagle something like that? How do you...
You make a motion, 12% should stay within 1,000 feet of Club One for a park. The only person that could benefit would be Terrence Frazier, who's engaged to Councilmember Esmeralda Soria. And so they actually passed that. Miguel Arias, again, in his infinite stupidity, made a motion that 50% should be skimmed off for his buddy as Terrence Frazier.
What is this, Chicago 1922?
I don't know, but you know, this is what they do, and it's in full view. But of course, the media protects them. They don't report on any of this stench, and it's right there in front of everybody.
And you got on him about his lack of private sector experience, going, you don't know what it's like to be a businessman, so stop trying to stop business. Well, you would think that if you were a council member and there was a business in your area, that you would not throw roadblocks in front. Are there a lot of different rules because it is a casino? I'm sure there's
No. There's rules that he has to, but he meets all the responsibilities. He's been an excellent operator for 12 years downtown. He's always has a review by the police because he runs a club room. And so it's always been impeccable. And he comes, he wants to open up in his district that's going to bring business and jobs. And, you know, he plays games with this gentleman. And I think ultimately the continue of trying to have him come back in 5 years to renew his permit was basically to say, hey, you know how you got treated here? When we send you invitations to our fundraisers, all of these clowns that are up there, you better make sure you donate. And I think that's really what the shakedown was all about.
Hey, Maxwell, Greta likes to gamble.
How dare you?
All right, come on, man. Let's talk about the recall.
Sure.
We're now, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then it's the day. Recall Eve. Are you excited?
I am excited. I'm hesitant. I'm hesitant because we live in a communist state run by a tyrant, and unfortunately there are too many people that, despite all their complaints about the homeless and crime, will probably vote for this tyrant. And that's what keeps these people in place. They complain about it, but they keep voting for the same lunatics that make their lives miserable.
Yeah, but you know what? All those other times we were thinking the last time he got elected, people hadn't been inside for 540 days. They hadn't seen that. So I think that the mail-out ballots could actually backfire because there's a lot of people who normally might not go, well, I'm going to take the extra trip down because I got A, B, and C to do. It's right there on the coffee table across the state. Now, I'm also worried about election fraud and voting fraud as well, but I'm hoping. I don't understand how there couldn't be the outrage after all of this. I don't care if you are a Barbara Boxer supporter for a year, Democrat in California. You have to be livid right now.
Absolutely, but remember, he's also been sending people checks, sending them money, and you know, they try to frame it that it's a Republican recall, which it isn't. Democrats and independents signed on to that recall. You just never know, though, because we live in a communist state run by tyrants, and people seem to forget how bad their lives are under this kind of rule.
Thank you for coming in and talking. Did you see you stay up late. Did you see the lightning storm last night?
I didn't. I heard about it.
Yeah, it was something else.
And I didn't hear it. And
yeah, it was a low rumble. It was a really low rumble thunder. You wouldn't, and I heard it rain. It didn't rain in my house, but isn't it amazing we get one little touch of weather? You're from the East Coast. That's just an average Thursday night anywhere. Yeah. But here, I was sitting inside with the TV on and the lights low. I thought somebody took a picture in my backyard.
Oh, you saw the light?
Well, I saw a flash, and I got all like, oh, let's turn the TV down and look through the blinds, like who's back there taking pictures? And then I felt like an idiot when I saw the lightning again. Then I went outside to look at it and enjoy it. It's kind of that heat because we had high heat with high humidity.
Right.
Yeah, that heat lightning. And I was enjoying it until I heard something and I turned and I looked and I saw the silhouette of probably, I don't know, a 3-foot possum on the fence.
Wow.
Do you get possums over by your house?
I do.
And they're not afraid of you either. You can make a sound, they'll just look at you.
Yeah.
Can they bite? The possums bite?
I think so. They look nasty.
Hey, well, nasty. We got some of that down at City Council this week. Thank you for standing up to the nastiness. City Councilman Gary Bredefeld, ladies and gentlemen. Gubernatorial candidate John Cox, he's on the radio next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, Tuesday night, recall night. Monday night is recall eve. Get the kids to bed early, set out the milk and cookies, and we'll be doing your election night coverage Tuesday night. John Girardi, 6 to 8 after my show at 6, and then I'll be joining John Girardi at 8 o'clock until question mark. But we know we're in the final stretch, are we not?
Right there. Mr. Z is next, and the others are
here. They come
behind.
Around the corner. We are just a few days away. Will we have a brand new governor? Well, if that recall is yes, we will, and he wants to be the guy to get you to vote for him, gubernatorial candidate in the final stretch, Mr. John Cox. Welcome, sir.
Great to be with you again, Trevor. Hope we do this a lot more, especially after I'm governor, huh?
Yes, sir. We've been, 4 years now talking? Because you started campaigning in 17, I think, right? Yeah, for the 18 election. You were out there early getting it going. So we can almost fill up one whole hand here. I got right out the chute. Biden, mandatory mandates. Yesterday, I've never had an elected official, much less the sitting president of the United States of America, threaten me like that. You talk to Californians.
It's a part of the Democrat playbook, apparently, now, Trevor, and it's so sad. You know, I shouldn't even say it's the Democrat. It's the politicians' playbook, because these guys like power over people. You know, remember, our Constitution is a limit on government. All through it, it's a limit on government. And see, I think the trouble is, Trevor, a lot of people have gotten away from that. They really don't get a chance to study civics in school a lot of times, and they don't appreciate this stuff. And of course, we look at our political leaders as someone who, you know, as people who do understand what that is all about. And our government reserves power to the people, except with certain limited things. Now, you know, we have come together and mandated a vaccine in the past. We did that with smallpox, because smallpox could be eliminated, because smallpox only resided in human beings. It was only transmittable by humans to each other. In this one, the coronavirus, and all coronaviruses, by the way, which the common cold is, are transmitted among individuals, humans, but also among animals. And because we can't vaccinate every single animal out there, obviously, this is a disease that's going to be endemic. The best thing we can do is learn to deal with it. And the best way to deal with it is to get the vaccine. Now, I'm a big believer in the vaccine. I think I had it. My family had it. But I also respect freedom. And our Constitution limits government's role in running our lives and telling us what to do for our medical purposes. And, you know, if I have the vaccine in my body and I feel like I'm protected against a serious illness, why do I care if someone else doesn't have the vaccine sitting next to me? They're not hurting me.
Mr. Cox, let me ask you, are you ready, though, to take a new vaccine or maybe additional boosters for a new vaccine as the new variants come out? Because once you say, no, I'm not going to take any more new, then you would suddenly be over in the unvaccinated side of the aisle. So are you committed to continuing this? Because that's what they're talking about, continuing the process.
Again, Trevor, this should be a conversation, no offense to you.
Between you and your doctor, right? Shut me up. You're right. You're right. I'll shut myself up right there. That's none of Trevor Carey's business. You haven't asked me that. See, I just become too 2021. I would have never done that in 2020. That's something between you and your doctor.
I'll forgive you.
Well, good. And and it's also not a bouncer or somebody at a Garth Brooks at the front gates.
The latest pronouncement from King Newsom, latest pronouncement now today, this is hot off the press, this is breaking news, Trevor. not only are state workers going to have to take a test if they're not vaccinated, but they're going to have to take that test in front of a supervisor as they, and all the supervisors in the state government are going to have to be trained in how to administer this test. This is getting almost to a point of Kafka. We are looking at something that's just out of, looking through the looking glass, Lewis Carroll, okay? Yeah. I mean, this is not describable.
I don't even think the East Germans would have thought they could pull this off.
I value and respect all of you.
I bet. Talking about that, any business, 100 or more employees, if you're not vaccinated, you have to be tested. So there are people in our building here that will have to be tested every week. Me, myself, yeah. I'll go ahead and share that. But imagine what they're going to do to businesses and companies. The last time I looked, we didn't have a medical person hanging out with nothing to do. What are they going to do? Are they going to train an employee like they used to train air raid marshals or something, you know? How are we going to do that?
Listen, Trevor, I said this morning at a press conference down here in San Diego. Samuel Johnson said, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Well, we ought to amend that and add scaring people in a pandemic is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Mm. And Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden are scoundrels in the sense that they want to just retain power and get political advantage no matter what they do to the Constitution. No matter what they do to the population, because they're dividing us, aren't they? They're basically dividing us into two warring camps for no reason. Now, people will say to me, oh, aren't you advocating death? No. No, I'm advocating that people get a vaccine and don't take the risk of having a serious illness. But if you do want to take that risk, if you're young and in great health, you should have the ability to decide that. If you've already had the disease, Trevor, and you have natural immunity, you also don't need the disease, the vaccine.
All right, let me ask you this, Mr. Cox. If me asking you about the boosters and if you're going to take them in the future, you're like, that's my business. Why would you recommend for somebody else to take a vaccine? Isn't that their business? Why would you tell them that you recommend? Like, I recommend you don't take the booster. See, but I stepped over the line.
Well,
is that not as well? I mean, you're not anybody's doctor.
Actually, let me rephrase that. I'll tell people that I got the vaccine. And I'll tell people that they should talk to their doctor about whether it's a good idea for them to do it. But you're absolutely right. I'm not giving anybody medical advice. Can we make that clear? Can we add a disclaimer here into this conversation?
I've been a scientist and a doctor for the past 542 days on this show. but I quote the experts.
I'm not going to question your... I'm not going to question your qualifications, Trevor.
I have none. I didn't even like science class. I don't even like the smell of rubbing alcohol. It makes me nauseous. Now, if you're sitting in the governor's seat, what would you say? This kind of shocked me yesterday when Biden said this to the governors out there.
Talk about bullying in schools. If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
What do you think he meant?
Pot meat kettle. He's telling Republican governors not to bully people, but at the same point, he's going to bully Republican governors. This has just gotten out of hand, Trevor. What we ought to be telling everybody is talk to your doctor. You're absolutely right. Determine if this vaccine is the right thing for you to do, and we should leave it at that. Everybody, again, I got the vaccine. I don't feel bad about telling people that, but I absolutely, do not go in for government telling us this or separating us based upon this or dividing us based upon this. My God, Trevor, we've got so many problems in this country and in the state. And isn't that really more the point here, Trevor, that Biden and Newsom are both trying to distract us, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes. Hey, listen, on that point, Mr. Cox, as we get closer to Election Day and so many Californians are busy, with the whole boogie of lockdown life, just trying to put food on the table, it's really kind of hard to stay up on all that's going on. And people hear names, they see commercials, Cox, Elder, Faulkner, Kylie. And talk to that listener that's out there, Mr. Cox, for that person that's never heard you speak. In 2 or 3 minutes, go ahead and tell them what you would do for their life.
Well, here's the bottom line, and this is really the base decision everybody has to make in this race. we've had politicians, we've had celebrities. Larry Elder is supposedly leading the polls, although I would say it's an undecided as leading the race. But, you know, we've had media personalities before. I have a different skill set. I've built a business. I started with zero. I didn't have a father growing up, and I had to work my way through school. I built a business over 40 years by delivering results and solving problems. Radio personalities haven't had that experience. Frankly, most career politicians haven't had that experience. What California needs to deliver water, to deliver electricity, to make sure we can build affordable housing, to make sure we deal with homelessness, to make sure we fix wildfire responses, to make sure that we don't waste money in government, to make sure our taxes aren't too high. We need to get people into the, you know, executive offices especially, who have had some experience managing people, attaining goals, and holding people accountable. That's where my experience lies. I've been doing that for 40 years, Trevor, and a radio personality or a career politician just have not had that kind of experience. It doesn't make them better or worse than I am. It just means that they don't have that experience. And frankly, that's what California needs. That's what the country needs, is get away from these politicians who don't have that experience and get a business person who has. And a lot of states around the country have done it. Massachusetts, Maryland have Republican governors who are business people, and they're popular because they solve problems and they hold people accountable. It's the same way in Tennessee and South Dakota and North Dakota, Nebraska, Arizona, a lot of states have elected business people, and it's about time California joined that crowd and get away from the mismanagement of the state. And that's the bottom line for everybody deciding right now how to cast their vote.
Indeed, and we know Newsom is nervous. He's pulling out. When people call them the big guns, I laugh. They're like toy squirt guns. You know, I wouldn't want Biden or Kamala to come out. Who's next? Are you going to pull out Harvey Weinstein and Jesse Smollett or somebody? I mean, it has about that much appeal.
It does. And, you know, we can see what's going on with the border, the mischief and the mismanagement there. We can see what happened in Afghanistan, sadly, losing 13 armed forces members. At the same time, we made the Taliban the most well-equipped army in the or military in the world, behind us and the Chinese. I think people are reacting now to this kind of mismanagement, and it's not like it's rocket science. It's just basic nuts and bolts blocking and tackling, I call it, you know, comparing it to football. And you've got to do those things, basically. You've got to basically make sure that things run the right way that they should. And we don't do that now in this country or in this state. We sit and, you know, yell at people or talk about partisan talking points, but we don't actually talk about how to get from point A to point B.
That's because they're whacking us in the kneecaps, these Democrats in California. And too many Republicans go with a little glove slap, good day to you, sir, psh, as they're getting whacked in the kneecaps. I hope we fight back harder and say.
My response to that, with all respect, Trevor, is that the answer to that is to get confidence going. That's the problem with Larry Elder. You know, he's a great guy. He's on the radio. You're on the radio. You know, it's entertaining as heck to listen to the partisan fights, but it doesn't get us that far. What we have to do in order to get where
doing this to entertain. I actually quit the entertainment business to go into talk radio to help save the country. That was my reasoning. I had no experience in this and started my own business, and talk radio is a business.
It is, but, you know, it's far different than actually having a large group of people you manage, and you have to reach a lot of goals in a lot of different areas and things. Believe me, Trevor, I'm not belittling what you do or what Larry.
No, I'm not saying that you are belittling. Yes, it is totally. Yeah. It's a different game. It sure enough is out there. But back to my point of Republicans being too soft in California, I think that's why we've gotten steamrolled, because they whack us in the kneecaps. They're not afraid to get out and get dirty and fight, and we've been out harvested, ballot harvested. They played all the games, and Republicans have tried to, I think, be too nice about it. So whether it's politics or radio, I would say they're too nice. Republicans are too nice.
I don't disagree on that. However, here's the equation in California. There's 5 million Republicans. There's 10 million Democrats. But there's 7 million in between, 7 million registered voters who don't register with either major party. What Republicans have to do, we have to battle for those 7 million. And the best way to battle for those 7 million, Trevor, is to demonstrate that we're more interested in fixing the problems than we are in
I will agree. I agree with that. That's why every time we talk about the issues. And, we'll see how it all works out. You got a big weekend push, I'm sure. Mr. Cox, give out the website here in this final push.
JohnCox.com. You can see what I'm going to do about housing, homelessness, the tax burden, education, public safety. It's all right there on the website.
Thank you, Mr. Cox. Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir.
You too. Thanks.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I guess I would say the difference between the radio business and politics is all is that in radio, we campaign nonstop. It's not a campaign season. It never ends. And yes, radio especially, I would say news talk even more because music radio, you know, those are the songs. For 3 hours, I got to write a song. You know, and I got to sing it kind of concept. So you do also have to entertain. And you remember how Rush always said his number one job, what did he say it was? He said to entertain and then to inform. And he was an entertainer. Here at iHeart, be three levels up. Big boss from back east sat with him at a conference room table here. One of the first things he said was, hey, man, it's all about entertainment. So I agree with John Cox. It is about entertainment. But, yeah, definitely is a business as well. Speaking of business and entertainment, ESPN, they are going to sideline a reporter. She's going to miss the season over the vaccine mandate. She is trying to have a second child. And she said her husband and she sat down and they talked about it and said, nah, it's not worth it. So she's walking away. ESPN mandated that they all have the vaccine. She's not going to be on the football sidelines, but you know who's going to actually be on ESPN now? Did you hear this? Trump. Trump's going to become a sports commentator. Did you see that? Yeah. Fighting. Yeah, about fighting. Yeah, boxing. I meant to bring that up with Councilmember Bredefeld because I know he likes MMA. But yeah, Trump's going to be on the fight between Evander Holyfield and Vitor Belfort. I was like, Evander Holyfield, did they miss the junior or something? Holyfield's 58. He's going to replace Oscar De La Hoya. These old names are boxing. I guess De La Hoya tested positive for COVID, so Holyfield stepped in. Trump's going to join his son, Donald Trump Jr., in providing a no-holds-barred commentary during an entire four-fight event. I don't have sports in my life now. I'm not watching the Marxist NFL. I'm not watching the Marxist MLB. So maybe now. I think the last fight I actually paid anything to see was like Sugar Ray Leonard. So that's just how long ago that this was. So it's going to be on ESPN. They said the video. Now, this is what confused me. They said the video streaming service Triller, T-R-I-L-L-E-R, announced the Trumps will comment on all the four fights. So it has to be on ESPN. That's what the headline said. So, well, I guess I'll look it up. And I should have already looked it up so that I would have the right information for you. If somebody figures this out, you can email me, all right? At 6 o'clock, I'm off. Trevor at powertalk967.com. I figure where this is. But Trump was big in boxing, man, in the 80s. All his casinos. He's actually in like a boxing hall of fame in New Jersey. That's how much he's into it. Big force in it, right? So we'll see. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Hear Trump Jr. and Daddy Trump go at it. If you're going to watch the NFL, if you are, maybe you saw the Cowboys and Buccaneers. It was the first showcase of the dual anthem. They're going to play the Black National Anthem, lift every voice and sing, and then they'll play the Star-Spangled Banner. Two anthems. So here we go, separating. Hey, black fans, here you go. White fans, here you go. That's not even a slippery slope. That's just going back to a time period of segregation. Equal but separate? The national anthem is for everybody. This has been a real sad week in America, hadn't it? But hey, I just wish I just felt that the election was fair. I would have a lot more confidence if I felt the election was fair. But hey, Tuesday, vote. That's the way. I mean, we can make it so overwhelming that they couldn't have even factored in playing any kind of shenanigans. We know that if it's close and he's recalled and it's close, it'll drag on for a long time. So I don't expect a big celebratory on Tuesday night, but we'll be doing it all. Thanks to Agent Squires, God willing, back Monday, 3 o'clock. Mr. John Girardi's coming up next. Enjoy your weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonus. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.